Welcome into the End the Money podcast for KeelanSelect.com for Saturday, March the 28th at Gulfstream Park, Florida Derby Day. And the late pick four that we're going to talk about culminates with the Grade 1 Florida Derby. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keelan's Director of Wagering Development. And I think we both may have had the late pick four last week. Didn't pay a lot, but I think that was the case. I'll have to go back and confirm that. But this one doesn't look like it'll break the bank either, Jim. But hopefully we can find a little bit of a price somewhere in the sequence to boost it up a little bit if we're correct. So let's start with the Army Mule, race 11. The Army Mule Stakes is for four-year-olds and up, 7 furlongs on the main track. Who do you like?
I think I've got a shot at having a price in here. The logical horses are on the outside, Macho Music and Owen Almighty. Owen Almighty, just because he was on the Derby trail last year, actually ran the Kentucky Derby, only got beat 9 lengths. After running a little bit short in the bluegrass. But they've decided to make him a sprinter, and his two sprints last year at Charlestown and Keeneland were not really great. The Perryville got beat by 12 lengths, obviously against Barnes, so there's nothing to be ashamed of. But I'm not sure Owen Almighty should be the favorite in here or close to the favorite. So I'm going to use him as defensively in the pick four as well as Macho Music. But my pick in here is Concrete Glory for Sassy Joseph. Tyler Gaffrion takes the mount, has not ridden this horse before, but this horse is 18 for 41 lifetime, 10 for 17 at Gulfstream, and 5 for 5 at 7 furlongs. And 7 furlongs is one of those odd distances that you have a horse routing that's shortening up or somebody stretching out from 6 furlongs to 7 furlongs. And Concrete Glory obviously loves the track and obviously loves the distance. So at 8-1, I want to take a shot here on a win bet with Concrete Glory. I'm going to use the outside two horses, but I'm also going to use Jack Thomas in 8 for Dale Romans, coming off a really good effort in the Gulfstream Park Sprint on February 21 with a 97 buyer, which is a lifetime bet. So he is in very good shape right now, stretching out to 7 furlongs, and he's 2-for-2 at 7 furlongs. So I always look for these races, horses that like the distance, and you think a 6-furlong horse stretches out easily, that doesn't always being paid. So Concrete Glory is my pick here. I'm going to go 4 deep in the pick four.
I'm actually going even 1 deeper, 5 deep. I took Jack's Promise on top, the 8 off 2 straight wins, and last time out, 3-length win with a 97 buyer, 3-for-4 at Gulfstream, 2-for-2 at 7 furlongs for the Romans barn. So I took that one. Then I've got Macho Music, who won the Grade 2 Pat Day Mile last year at Churchill on Derby Day. Owen Almighty, training like maybe he could get back into the good form that he had last spring, but I'm like you, I don't know that he's, you know, one to get too excited about at a short price. I have Concrete Glory on my list for the reasons you mentioned, and I'm also going to include Scotland just on the fact that he was 2nd by a length to Bookham Dano in a Grade 1 at Saratoga. So if that form would show up, he'd be a contender in here. So I'm going to go 5 deep, but with Jack's Promise on top. The 12th is on the turf at 1 1/16. It's the Sand Springs Stakes. Fillies and Mayors 4 and up. I took Yes It Is, trying to catch a little bit of a price there. I'm just going to toss the race in December for Brad Cox. A bad start that day. Good pattern of consistency if you draw a line through that race. Horse is bred to love the turf and is better now, I think, than the last time she ran on it early last year. So I'm going to try to catch a little bit of a price there with Yes, It's His. But I'm also going to use Sweet Rebecca for Brendan Walsh, one with an 88 in the first start for the Walsh barn. Silver Moonlight, 3-race win streak that ended last month with a loss to Lush Lips, who's very good. And it's Safi Joseph, and the horse is 5-for-7 at Gulfstream. And then Maggie Go, just on the angle that it's Chad Brown. It's a first-level allowance win, so it's a big step, but not a huge step up, but it is a step up significant beyond just the next level of allowance category. But it's Chad Brown on the turf, so don't want to get beat by that. So I'm going to go 4 deep, but try Yes It Is on top. How do you see the Sand Springs, Jim?
And that is I didn't use her, and maybe I ought to go back and redo it. But I thought that they tried her on the turf at the beginning of her career, then switched to the dirt. going back to what he probably is bred to do. So you might have a shot there. But
I just thought that the fact that they're doing that, maybe there's something that Cox is seeing, or maybe he's just taking a swing because she is bred to like it. And I thought, well, since she has the pedigree, I'll take a little swing. Just trying to find a price.
That's not a bad idea. Sweet Rebecca is my pick in here. Anybody who knows me personally knows that my wife's name is Rebecca, so I've got to pick her. Brendan Walsh is one of my favorite trainers as well, and this is second in his bond. He's 2-for-2 at Gulf Stream, 1-for-1 at the distance. So Sweet Rebecca is my pick in here, but 5-2 morning line is not very enticing. I used Hang the Moon in my pick 4. Of course, Sassy Joseph, you always got to use him at Gulfstream. And this mare gets Johnny V to ride. Big move up from Husband. And horses 6 for 18, lifetime, 2-for-3 at the distance, 85 buyer last time out. And this is first time in Sassy Joseph's barn. So that bodes well for Hang the Moon. Silver Moonlight mentioned the other Sassy Joseph, comes down to Honey Fox, got beat by Lane. Then the other horses I use Maggie Go for Chad Brown and Flavian Pratt because it's Chad Brown and Flavian Pratt. And this horse moves up in class, but I think Chad puts them where they need to go, so Maggie Go's got a shot. And then can't be Quest for Mark Cassie. Mark Cassie has been burning up the barns at Oaklawn, and if he can transfer that form back to Gulfstream, where he's obviously a very good trainer at 16%. And Castellano takes the mount for this one coming out of the very one stake, where she ran second as the favorite, or fourth as the favorite, to Just Basking. So Castellano takes that race, takes that mount, and Candy Quest on the 10-hole has a shot as well. So I'm going to go 5 deep in here. I'm not going to single for Rebecca, but I still think she's the best choice in here.
Race 13 is the Grade 3 Pan American on the turf at a mile and a half for 4-year-olds and up. And I thought I could narrow my ticket down a little bit here. Far Bridge looks awfully strong, but is coming off a bit of a layoff. But 4-for-4 at Gulfstream, just a very classy horse. I think it's going to be hard for him to get beat unless he's just not ready off of the layoff. And a mile and a half off a layoff is not, you know, a piece of cake. But I'm going to take one other horse, Dashman. I wonder if Rosario picked this one over Far Bridge because he rode Far Bridge last year. This horse, Dashman, won a stake at a mile and a half at Gulfstream last year, and the Lynch Barn has had a really outstanding meet. So I'm going to give myself, in case Far Bridge isn't ready, I wanted to have one other option, and it's going to be Dashman. So I'm just going too deep in there. How'd you see the Pan American?
Well, that's my single. I think Far Bridge is far and away, no pun intended, the best horse in here. 4-for-4 Gulfstream, 3-for-6 the distance, 9-for-20 lifetime, $2.4 million. Just towers over these, in my opinion. And I think if you get 8-to-5, it's going to be a bargain. The horse coming out of 2 straight Grade Ones. He's a Grade One winner from 2024. Was still retaining his form last September when they gave him a break. And unless he's just not franked, I think he's just too classy for these. So I'm going to single Far Bridge in here. So the success of my ticket hinges on Far Bridge.
Let's go to race 14 to wrap up the late pick four. It is the Grade One Florida Derby, a prolific Kentucky Derby prep for many years. 3-year-olds going a mile and an eighth. And there are four in here that seem to be much more accomplished than the rest. So likely one of those four wins it. Which one, Jim?
I'm going to take the one that's the longest morning line price, and I'm just assuming that the Puma is going to move forward from that race in the Tampa Bay Derby. He was behind these at the start of the season, ran behind Chief Wallaby, ran behind Wayne's Law and Renegade, but that was a good third in the Sam Davis, and then he followed that up with an impressive win in the Tampa Bay Derby at 7-1. I liked him that day. I'm thinking that these other horses are much more accomplished than he is in a very short period of time, only 2 or 3 races. But I like the way he finished up at Tampa. I like the way he's working into this race. And we were hoping to get him to come to Bluegrass. So the fact that he winds up here and Delgado doesn't dodge these possible superstars tells me that the Puma's got a big shot on him. So I'm going to take him at 9-2. He might get 9-2, 5-1 on him. But the other three, you're right. And there it's down to four horses. I can't see anybody outside those four winning. Nearly for Todd Fletcher, coming off of an impressive win at Holy Bull. I think he should be a favorite here over Chief Wallaby. I think Commandment and Chief Wallaby are in right together in the Fountain of Youth. But I thought the Holy Bull from Nearly was more impressive. And he's on a three-race win streak, 3-for-3 at Gulfstream. So he's got a home track advantage on some of these. Chief Wallaby's only run at Gulfstream, and Bill Mott's an outstanding trainer. So I would expect him to move forward off that narrow loss to Commandment. I can make a case for any of the four, and it's just the pricing and my feeling that the Puma may get overlooked in the wagering, and you might slip one in there. But it would not surprise me for any of those other three to win this and go on as one of the favorites, along with Paladin, to the Kentucky Derby.
I took Nearly on top. I thought he was just dominant first time around, two turns in the Holy Bull, and has the pedigree to absolutely love mile and an eighth and more. He's had six works since that Holy Bull. Has more, I think, tactical speed. Doesn't have to be on the lead, but can be right up there close than the others. They all figure to be a little further back. And I think that is an asset as well in this spot. So I took Nearly. Commandment, it's Cox, it's Pratt. Big improvement first time around, two turns for that one as well. Chief Wallaby was the horse that improved with more distance as well. Just the third start for this one from the Mott Barn. This horse has had an accelerated schedule, and that suggests that Bill Mott has confidence in him. So that's merits respect. So those three, I started to leave out the Puma, but I thought that would be stupid if he, because he's right there with the other three. And if he does improve some, I mean, his numbers just, I thought were just a little light, but if he jumps up and his three-year-olds can improve, and you know, this is a horse that was, you know, running as a maiden. They clearly had a high opinion of him, just trying to get him qualified for the Derby. And, you know, with that win, probably could have, you know, maybe even not run in the Florida Derby or the Bluegrass and maybe picked a softer spot and still made it in. But the fact that he's here, I got to use him on the ticket as well. So I'm going to go four deep, but Nearly is the choice for me. So pick four ticket. I'm going to go five deep to start, 3, 4, 8, 9, 10, with 1, 3, 6, 7, with 6, 7, with 2, 4, 6, 8. Now that's an $80 ticket. If you want to cut it in half, you could single Farbridge and take a stand there, which sounds like you are going to do in that race. But I'm going to go an $80 ticket and hope to catch, you know, maybe Yes It Is in the Sand Springs or something to boost the price up a little bit and justify the $80 investment over maybe 40 if I singled Farbridge. How did you put your ticket together, Jim?
I spent $40. 4, 8, 9, 10 with 1, 3, 4, 6, 10, singling 7, Farbridge, and then 2, 4, 6, 8, same four horses used in the Florida Derby, so it's $40.
Great day of racing down at Gulfstream. It's Arkansas Derby Day out at Oaklawn, so there's plenty of great opportunities to play around the country. Make sure you have money in your Keeneland Select account while you're watching basketball or baseball. You can also play the races. And then our next edition of the In the Money podcast will be for the opening day of the Keeneland card next Friday, so can't wait for the Keeneland spring meet to get started. For Jim Goodman, I'm Tom Leach, and oh, and we should remind you, the Dubai World Cup card is going on Saturday morning, so you can play those races, right, Jim?
Correct. You can play them on Keeneland Select, and I think the first race goes off at like 7:30 a.m., but the Dubai World Cup is around lunchtime, around 12:30, something like that.
So you can play those races as well through KeenelandSelect.com, and this is the In the Money podcast, and we'll see you for the start of the Keeneland Spring Meet for our next one. Good luck.